Hello, we're going to start our lesson today from the topic of the right approach in studying the wisdom of Kabbalah, all study parts. From our sources, we're in excerpt 35. You can find the study materials on our website or in the Aruvut system on the icon of study materials. You can also send us questions from there, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Rav, please.
Yes. I'm happy that we are learning these sources, that there are people among us, and many more of them each day, who are approaching the right perception, the right approach to the learning and the implementation of the wisdom of Kabbalah, meaning they are approaching the Creator. So let's see how today, compared to yesterday, compared to the day before yesterday, we perceive these things. And therefore, each day they should be as new in your eyes, as it is written. So let's go.
35, Baal HaSulam tells us in Shamati, one cannot correct one's thought, but should only aim the heart. Make one's heart straight to the Creator, then all of his thoughts and actions will naturally be to bestow contentment upon his Maker. When he corrects his heart to be a heart and desire of Kedusha, holiness, the heart will then be the Kli, the vessel, in which to place the upper light. And when the upper light shines in the heart will go stronger, and he will add and supplement continuously. Now we can interpret our sages' words. Great is the learning that yields action. It means that through the light of the Torah, he is led into action, as the light in it reforms him. This is called an act. This means that the light of the Torah builds a new structure in his heart.
In other words, it's not like a person does something. He only opens himself, his heart, to others. And then, to the extent that he is willing to connect with them as much as he can, take a step forward toward connection with the friends, to that extent, the light shines on him, corrects his heart, makes a connection, and only in the connection between at least two, a person and his friend, the upper light can be there, can enter there, and there will be connection between opposite qualities there. There is a room for a mutual responsibility there. And to that extent, we begin to get closer to each other and build a place for the Creator to be between us. Because then, love your friend as yourself, we begin to understand that this is the vessel for the revelation of the Creator. Because the Creator will be able to shine in this vessel, be present there, and fill it. And by this, we bring him contentment. Kiev.
Yes, and that's exactly my question. What does it mean that we're opening our heart and giving the conditions to correct it?
When we are willing to remove, to lower our ego and try to somehow come closer to the friends, so that with this inclination, with this disposition, the inclination to bestow, to love, to connect will develop in us. And then, out of these propensities, these dispositions, the Creator will be able to enter, to be there according to the law of equivalence of form. To the extent that I try to be connected to the friends, In this tendency, the Creator can clothe in me, fill up my tendencies. And then, in this way, by getting closer to each other, we make room for the Creator to appear until we begin to feel Him, until we begin to work with Him in mutual nearing between us, each one toward the other and all of us together toward the Creator. And this is really the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. For each one, when we annul ourselves before each other, and by getting closer to each other through our connection, we begin to build a connection to the Creator, a place where, according to the equivalence of form, He will begin to enter and fill our tendencies, our inclinations toward each other. So it turns out that we are already in adhesion from between us to Him, to with Him. And this is how we come to a state that all of us connect together. And this is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator.
Peter 3.
Peter 3.
Понятен этот приоритет чувства.
I don't understand that preferred condition that the heart will be above the mind, because we always start studying from our mind. We have to think, we have to understand. We speak about it in a workshop, and only then we absorb it in our feelings. So why does he say first heart and then mind?
There is no doubt that only desires cannot be directed to the Creator. Rather, in order to direct them, we need a lot of intellect and efforts and all kinds of kind of additional activities. But the substance of creation is a desire. So the intellect comes only in order to serve the desire, to show us where we are with the desires. All in all, this is what we need, to direct our desire to the Creator. And the intellect is only in order to direct it to Him. Only in order to direct our desires to Him. We're not responsible for our desires. We don't control them, but through the intellect, when I operate on the desire then begins to change. I bring my desire into all kinds of activities, all kinds of states, situations. I connect with my desire to the friends. I try to influence my desire with all kinds of means. And then through these indirect activities, I influence the desire. When the desire changes, this is called me changing, because I, in the end, am the desire. And the intellect comes as an auxiliary system, where through the intellect I can change the desire. And not me directly, but through the Creator, because the Creator holds the desire of each and every one.
Ita 4.
Buongiorno. Rav, come la Torah fa una struttura nel nostro cuore, no? E questo implica che nella misura in cui
just like the Torah creates the process in our heart, so it means that as much as we advance, also the ego works in our heart, but it works in an opposite way. How can we live? How can both those qualities live in our heart that are so opposite?
Desires and thoughts in a person's heart are in all the collisions and connections. There are such movements there in every direction. And through the reforming light, all those desires and thoughts gradually rearrange more and more correctly in one direction, from light to heavy. And this is how we correct ourselves. And by correcting the easier things, the smaller things, we gradually approach greater and tougher connections, corrections. This is how it happens. But it's in our hearts, also in our minds, but in our hearts, there are all kinds of desires, all the desires that only exist in reality, in the heart of each and every one. And in all those desires, in each and every heart, we are connected. And this is really the system. It is called the system of Adam. One Adam. And as much as we want to come closer to being one heart, by this, we grow stronger, more effective, more influencing the Creator. Especially when the hearts join together. Unite together, they become a very strong force that influences the Creator, only through connection of the hearts. This is what we can do. One heart cannot bestow upon the Creator. There's no connection. In order to have equivalence of form, you have to have a desire that is above. The desire of bestowal has to be above the desire of reception. Therefore, if we connect to some extent in our hearts, then out of the common heart that we build, the common desire, through which we influence the Creator. This is all our work. Okay?
Owen,
let's take another excerpt.
Number 36 from the Zohar.
Adam.
One should engage in the Torah for the name of the Creator. Divinity is called name because anyone who engages in the Torah and does not exert for her name is better off not being created. One should engage in the Torah with the aim to extol the Creator and make Him respected and important in the world. He tells us the meaning of Torah Lishma, for her name, which is highways in their hearts, to aim one's heart so his engagement in the Torah will draw abundance of knowledge for him and for the whole world. Thus, the name of the Creator will grow in the world, as it is written, and the earth shall be filled of knowledge of the Lord. Then the words, and the Lord shall be king over all the earth, will come true.
Right. So, a person needs to see how in his engagement in approaching the Creator, he also wants to give this labor, this effort to others and connect the hearts so that they will be filled with the knowledge of the Creator by connecting among them. And in this way, he will cause the correction of the world. This is called the whole earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. The earth, the land, is the desire, the common desire of all the hearts, all the created beings will be filled with the upper light. with mutual bestowal between them. And then the upper light, the quality of the Creator, will clothe in them. This is really, in the end, every person should eventually do. Moscow 1.
Да, Рав, спасибо. Вот мы учим, чтобы дотянуться до того,
до чего we learn ни вкуса, ни цвета, ни запаха, that in order to reach something that has no smell or taste, you can't do it through your desire, but through exertion. So what is the exertion? It's also a type of desire. Why? Through exertion and efforts.
I don't know what you're translating over there. I wouldn't translate it this way. We are only desires. In each and every one, there is a desire to satisfy himself. This is the whole of man. And nothing more. And we need to use this desire in order to become similar to the Creator. When I, who am in contact with the Creator, I will be able to bestow upon the other abundance, just like the Creator gives to us in general. And then in this way, we build between us such a connection that is similar to the quality of the Creator. And by this we come to equivalence of form with Him. We draw near Him. In other words, the end of our development should be when we connect and help each other come to mutual bestowal. And in this mutual bestowal, we come to equivalence of form with the Creator. All of a sudden, I begin to feel, to the extent that I get closer to others, I begin to feel how I am changing. And not only me, but I begin to feel that the friends are changing, that all of us together are growing closer to each other, that we connect. And this is how we move closer and closer to each other until we begin to feel the quality of the Creator between us, mutual bestowal. We have to also perform all kinds of activities, even artificial ones, which are also called mitzvot, commandments, by which we also draw reforming light, which operates on us and brings us closer and connects us. This is how we come to a state where we enter the mutual responsibility, the connection. This is how we advance. Florida.
Yes, Rav. When I use my intellect to direct my desires, where do I get this power from to direct the intellect properly? Where do I get the power from?
I'm not sure what you mean by intellect. Today you're suddenly using words that we didn't use in our learning.
This was what grew as English was intellect when it said mind. We were talking a little earlier about
mind.
Okay, mind, I understand. So how do we use our mind, our intellect? Only to obtain the quality of bestowal. If I use my mind, my intellect, in order to acquire the quality of bestowal, then I'm advancing correctly on the path. And then I can influence I can increase my feelings, and in this way advance toward the Creator.
Where do I get this strength from to use my mind in the right way?
By having to come closer to the friends, and I see in the relationships between us, the corporeal, basically relationships, that we want to come closer to each other, that we are being repelled from one another. And out of this repulsion, this rejection, if we overcome this rejection, then we can learn what it means to come closer. What is our nature, to which is to grow apart from each other, and how, what it means to go the opposite, to get closer to each other. Then out of these two opposites, we learn basically what is corporeality and spirituality. We gradually begin to elevate these actions of moving closer and farther away to the spiritual level.
Is this my ego working?
Everything is in the ego. We still don't have where else to understand and think and decide, only in our ego.
Kabbio 7.
Raf, when Bar HaSulam writes, one should engage in the Torah with the aim to extol the Creator and make Him respect and important in the world. Is he speaking about dissemination and the importance of dissemination in the path?
Of course, our dissemination. Dissemination is the greatest, most meaningful means for our advancement, because basically we need to see to the correction of the common vessel. If we remain only in 110, then even though we can be concentrated, focused on inner work there, but it's very, very, very difficult. Instead of spreading this work over many people that we bestow to, when we disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah and bring them closer to us. And in this way, we magnify the vessel. We also see how human development, we see how we grow according to human development, how we've grown from a small group of people from thousands of years ago, until we've grown to a state where today we have billions of people. Why do we need it? It's all in order to do the work more easily and quickly, so that each and every one who takes a tiny piece to move it from place to place, as we read in the stories of Bar HaSulam, so each one can do this, and this way move all of the king's treasure. So the more we disseminate, circulate, and help more and more people come into this matter of even the tiniest, most partial mutual responsibility, by this we nevertheless make it easier and quicker. Maybe, Oren, we should move on to the article Avot, the mutual guarantee.